This is Mark Stowers with Small Business Copilot, and today I want to talk a little bit about developing a product, the life cycle of the product, and a product on the web for your business. You know, your online business is probably going to be an intellectual property, an ebook, software, whatever the case may be. And let's talk a little bit about it. You know, in the development or the activity of developing a product, you're going to have a couple of things happen. You know, there are five stages to a product's life cycle. One is development of the product. You know, it's starting to become mature. It's, and you follow through with it. And you're going to change it kind of frequently. And then you're going to introduce it. And you may change it a little bit more, but introducing it and just working real hard at showing that that product is really great. The product's going to grow and the marketplace for you is going to grow as well. And the maturity of that product will start to fall. Your sales are going to drop. Your prices are going to drop because you're going to try and sell as much as possible. And then the decline of the product, you know, you're going to sell it for $20 or $10 or $5 or even give it away. And at a point, you know, the product is kind of not worth anything to you anymore other than maybe as a free gift. But there are some things you need to do. You need to think about when you set this up. You know, one of them is you're going to want to create, especially if you're doing intellectual products, you want to create some pre-release publicity. You know, this is the greatest thing. Hey, you know, you can buy it on a pre-order basis. You know, just really try and snazz it up and make it the greatest thing since sliced bread that's going to be coming out. I've seen a couple of places. Richard Kawasaki has done something, and also Brian Tracy have done something with that where they, you know, they hype it up real big time, you know, say the product's going to be great. They don't have it written yet, or they have a draft of it, or they have people look at it and kind of test it out, but they don't release it. But they really hype it up. And then, once it's released, then they hype it up even more. You know, they're going out, talking to people, interviews, all that kind of stuff. And then they're going to expand and they're going to try and get it to other marketplaces. Okay. To other countries, to other markets, so that the product is successful. Then it becomes kind of a status quo. I mean, it's kind of settled in. It's now been out there. And, you know, the interesting thing is intellectual products, you know, they're out for more than a year. They're already old hat. They're at status quo after maybe 3 or 4 months, and then they start to decline, and then they're starting to identify other replacements for it. And it's interesting that you'll have to take a look at those types of things. But that's the way an intellectual product, a good intellectual product program, is going to be run. And so you need to think about that as you're releasing your intellectual products online and see what you can do to be successful. Hey, this is Mark Stowers with Small Business Copilot. Join us on the web at smallbusinesscopilot.com, on Facebook at Small Business Copilot, or on YouTube at Small Business Copilot. Talk to you later.